Living Unmasked, an Autistic Woman's Guide to Get Into Your Comfort Zone by Carol Jean Whittington. Published by Hyperlexic Publishing, Maplesville, Alabama. Copyright 2025 by Carol Jean Whittington, all rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced by any mechanical, photographic, or electronic process, or in the form of phonographic recording, nor may it be stored in a retrieval system, transmitted, or otherwise be copied for public or private use, other than for fair use as brief quotations embodied in articles and reviews, without prior written permission of the publisher. Hyperlexic Publishing supports copyright. Copyright fuels creativity, encourages diverse voices, promotes free speech, and creates a thriving culture. Thank you for purchasing an authorized edition of this book and for complying with copyright laws. You are supporting ADHD autistic writers and creators and allowing Hyperlexic to continue to publish works for neurodistinct humans. This publication is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information regarding the subject matter covered. It is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, medical, or other professional services. If you require legal advice or other expert assistance, you should seek the services of a competent professional. Design and cover art by Carol Jean Whittington. Disclaimer: the author makes no guarantees to the results you'll achieve by reading this book. All transformation requires dedication and consistent work. The results and client case studies presented in this book represent results achieved working directly with the author. Your results may vary when undertaking any new transformation journey and must take into account any co-occurring health conditions. Every effort has been made to ensure that credits accurately comply with information supplied. We apologize for any inaccuracies that may have occurred and will resolve inaccurate or missing information in a subsequent reprinting of the book. Hyperlexic titles are also available at a discount for retail, wholesale, promotional, and bulk purchases. For details, contact the sales team by email at editor@hyperlexicpublishing.com, subject line, attention sales team. Dedication. To you, my precious neurodistinct sister, who has poured her heart and hustle into every day, who has shaped herself to stay safe in a world that often didn't see her, and who has paid for that safety with her own well-being. This book is for you, because your well-being is not a reward to earn. It is your birthright, and it's time to come home to it. Introduction. How autistic women lose themselves under too many masks. Can you imagine a 6-year-old little girl wanting to not live anymore because of a book reading competition? A 21-year-old college student who was on the dean's list every semester but sobbing at 2 a.m. because all she needed was a hug and there was no one to give it. Can you relate to the 35-year-old mom of 2 little boys working full-time, managing everything at home alone, and scared with her husband fighting a war overseas, volunteering to help her community, being the room mom to ensure her child had gluten-free cupcakes at the parties, and she spends those quiet moments after the kids are in bed checking off the never-ending to-do list instead of what she really needs, like a hot chocolate and a rom-com? The 48-year-old woman who woke up one morning out of nowhere and felt like she'd just been run over by an 18-wheeler called perimenopause, and everything she knew changed. I am that girl. I am that young woman. I am that mom. I am that woman. Maybe you are some version of her too. Being late identified as ADHD in my mid-20s helped and answered some of the questions about why I was so depressed, anxious, exhausted, and struggling. But it didn't answer everything. When I learned I am autistic at 39 and 10 months, the fuzzy black and white life I had been living became crystal clear in full color. The clarity was so stark that I had a massive identity crisis. Who I believed I was not accurate. The scariest realization was I had absolutely no clue who I was at that point, and I was equally excited and terrified to find out. The disconnection begins early. Growing up as a girl in the Deep South during the mid-70s and 80s meant I was supposed to be seen and not heard. Obey my parents and other adults without question, do well in school, and participate in extracurricular events, including sports. Most of all, I was not supposed to need anything from anyone, ever. I was supposed to figure it all out and not make any mistakes along the way. I don't know that enough has changed since then for girls and women today, and that is heart-crushing. How is it that so many of us neurodistinct, not just late-identified folks, feel this disconnection from ourselves so early in life? Here are a few of the areas my research revealed about what causes this block to an intimate relationship with ourselves. All types of unidentified trauma, lack of external and internal physical, emotional, and mental safety, feeling like we are not enough, unworthy or unlovable, unidentified co-occurring health conditions where symptoms are dismissed or missed, overtaxed nervous systems, dysregulated sensory systems, unidentified burnout, pressure from societal norms, excessive expectations of self and others, misaligned or unsupported gender roles. The layers and the degree of intensity that so many of us feel around each of these areas and experiences are what cause us to disconnect from ourselves. It's safety and survival. It starts so early, we are not even conscious of the choice. One of the most energy-draining, self-erasing survival and safety tools we pick up is masking. We believe it is safer to hide who we really are. How masking styles emerge for autistic women. I feel like I'm wearing a mask that's suffocating me. If those words resonate, you're not alone and you're not broken. For autistic women and those with ADHD or AUDHD, masking isn't just a behavior. It's a deeply ingrained survival strategy, one that often begins in childhood and becomes so automatic we don't even realize we're doing it until we're completely burned out, disconnected from ourselves, and left wondering how we got here, why so many autistic women mask. Let's start with some hard truths. The world wasn't built with our brains or bodies and hormones in mind, so we adapt. We perform. We survive. Here are 24 phrases women in our community have said. Maybe you've said them too. Each one points to a deeper reason we mask. I just want to fit in. If they knew the real me, I should be able to handle this. I don't even know what I need anymore. I can't show weakness. It's not that bad. I can deal with it. I have to try twice as hard. I just smile and nod. I'm afraid of being a burden. I feel like I'm playing a role. I don't recognize myself anymore. I'm always on high alert. I'm exhausted, but I don't know why. I push myself until I crash. I'm terrified of making a mistake. I'm trying to be everything to everyone. I feel like I'm living a lie. I I'm constantly analyzing social situations. I feel like I'm wearing a mask that's suffocating me. I just want to be seen and accepted for who I am. I'm terrified I will be found out. I have to hide my special interests. I don't know how to stop masking. It's easier to pretend than explain. Each of these isn't just a reason to mask. It's a weight you've been carrying. A demand to edit yourself in order to feel safe, accepted, or professional. And it's exhausting. Why masking leads to burnout. Masking demands constant energy. Filtering your tone, managing facial expressions, pushing through sensory overwhelm, pretending to get social cues, suppressing stims, hiding your interest, hiding yourself. And when you live that way for weeks, months, or even decades, burnout doesn't just knock on your door. It moves in, rearranges the furniture, and takes over your life. For many, that looks like chronic fatigue, brain fog, emotional dysregulation, loss of identity, sleep disruption, physical pain or illness, loss of interest in things you used to love, loss of skills and abilities. And often it comes with this chilling realization, I don't know who I am without the masks. But here's the truth. You do know. You've just been surviving so long, your true self has been buried under layers of shoulds, scripts, and survival strategies. So where do you start? One of the first steps is to reconnect with your own rhythm, your real needs, your authentic self, bit by bit. That's exactly what this book, Living Unmasked, is here to help you do. This isn't about ripping the masks off. It's about gently unlayering it. With care, with support, with you in the lead, let's begin the unmasking together. Burnout is not the problem. It's the result. I never believed burnout was the root problem. I knew in my bones it was the result of something deeper. But I needed a way to name it, to trace the invisible threads behind why so many neurodistinct women end up exhausted, disconnected, and silently screaming into their pillows at 2 a.m. Between 2022 and 2024, I conducted a study with 131 participants who identified as women, including cisgender women, trans women, and those who are AFAB, assigned female at birth. Our focus was mapping 30 foundational human needs across 5 areas: physical, safety, love, belonging, esteem, and self-actualization. Participants were asked to assess their consciously met needs. The results were as startling as they were affirming. The rest were identified as consciously unmet. The findings were heartbreakingly clear. Less than 25% felt adequately rested. Over 75% lacked emotional safety, community, belonging, or authentic expression. 84% were missing consistent play, laughter, or joy. These unmet needs aren't minor. They are essential for well-being. Yet, for many of us, they were never accessible. Instead, we learn to mask, to meet everyone else's needs while disowning our own. We adapted to environments not built for us, used our intellect and empathy to camouflage distress, and paid for it in silence with our bodies, our relationships, and our peace. Living unmasked isn't just about dropping the mask. It's about rebuilding the internal scaffolding that was never allowed to form. And that starts by acknowledging what was never met in the first place. In this book, we won't just name the needs. We'll begin the journey of re-meeting them at your own pace, in your own language, and in your own way. Because burnout is not a sign of failure. It's a signal for unmet needs and feeling unsafe. And if we listen closely, it's also a doorway back to self. But here's the part that changed everything. Conscious unmet needs are only part of the story. I took the research further, far beyond self-reporting. Through somatic inquiry and body scan reflections, I mapped specific body sensations to unconscious unmet needs. For example, a persistent tightness or clearing of the throat when speaking, that pointed to the throat center, the energetic seat of authentic expression and emotional rest. Using my energy needs body appraisal, I helped participants explore what these sensations were trying to communicate. For the throat, it often meant a need for emotional safety. A desire for authentic connection and expression where the mask could finally drop. The pain of being silenced by trauma, culture, or even their own internalized expectations. This wasn't symbolic. It was physiological. Stress leaves tracks in the body, and unmet needs drive that stress. Burnout isn't just about overwork or poor sleep hygiene. It's about a deep disconnection from the self that happens when survival requires us to abandon our needs entirely. This book is about returning to your body, to your voice, to the truth you've known all along. You were never broken. You were unheard, and your needs were undernourished. The real causes, unmet needs. Following the conscious unmet needs research study, the guided body-based needs assessment revealed a second, more powerful layer of insight, the unconscious roots of burnout. While the conscious assessment highlighted unmet needs across five domains, emotional, sensory, physical, social, and self-connection, this next phase of research investigated how unmet needs are stored and expressed in the body and how they contribute to energy depletion and chronic burnout. Using sensory feedback, body mapping, and targeted pressure testing of needs, the five deepest roots of burnout were identified. Top five unconscious roots of burnout. Number one, internal emotional safety and self-trust. Most participants didn't just feel unsafe with others. They felt unsafe within themselves. Self-doubt, self-abandonment, and internal criticism drained their energy daily. Number two, internal belonging. Even more than social rejection, respondents felt a profound sense of not belonging to themselves, disconnected from their identity, values, and lived truth. Number three, authenticity. Both internal and external authenticity were vital, but internal authenticity, the ability to be real with oneself, was the stronger protective factor against burnout. Number four, order, structure, and predictability. Unlike the other roots, internal and external structure were equally crucial. The absence of predictable routines or safe environments led to rapid burnout onset. Number five, play, joy, and laughter. Consciously, this was the number one unmet need across participants. Somatically, it showed up as the fifth burnout root, but one deeply tied to energy renewal, resilience, and relational health. Why this matters. These findings reinforce that spicy burnout is not just a result of doing too much. It's a result of being disconnected from ourselves. Especially for neurodistinct women, internal unmet needs are the primary drivers of energy depletion, far more than external stressors alone. Healing begins not just by reducing external demands, but by reestablishing internal safety, trust, belonging, and joy. This ongoing research adds depth to our understanding of burnout and strengths. The Unveiling Methods approach to burnout recovery, not only by addressing symptoms, but by restoring the internal needs that support sustainable energy and authentic living. The real burnout begins before we even know what it is. My research has revealed something both shocking and validating for autistics. Burnout doesn't begin in adulthood. It begins in early childhood. Across a four-year global study, a striking pattern emerged. For most participants, the onset of burnout symptoms began between the ages of 4 to 6, with their first identifiable burnout episode showing up between ages 6 and 10. By the time these individuals reached 35 to 40 years old, they had already endured, on average, 3 significant burnout events, each lasting a minimum of 6 months. That's at least 18 months of lost quality of life. And for many, that number is even higher. But the most concerning finding in my research? Most of us have never truly known what it feels like not to be in burnout. We've mistaken our lifelong state of chronic fatigue, executive dysfunction, emotional suppression, and masked survival for normal. Because this is all we've known. The more accurate and acute episodes that tip us into shutdown or collapse are the only times we even notice something might be wrong. Otherwise, we chalk it up to depression, anxiety, hormonal changes, or just being sensitive. Introducing the restoration illusion trap. One of the most dangerous patterns to emerge from my study is what I've named the restoration illusion trap. It's the illusion of recovery that keeps us stuck in a chronic burnout loop. Here's how it works. You've been in burnout for so long that exhaustion becomes your baseline. Then a new stressor hits, a job change, health scare, relationship conflict. You feel the strain and finally think, I must be in burnout or I'm burned out. When that stressor lifts, you feel a little better and believe you've recovered. But in reality, you've only returned to your usual level of burnout, still far below what full restoration actually feels like. This illusion keeps us from seeking help, support, or systems change because we genuinely don't know what thriving feels like. It keeps us quietly surviving, wondering why we're so overwhelmed by things others seem to manage with ease. This body of research proves what many of us have felt, but never had the language for. Burnout is not the problem. It's the result. We're not broken. We're not lazy. We're not too much. We're people with deeply valid needs that have gone unmet, often since early childhood. When you combine these unmet needs with constant masking, sensory overwhelm, emotional labor, and a world that doesn't reflect your reality back to you, burnout isn't just possible, it's inevitable. But now that we know what the real problem is, we can finally begin creating burnout-free lives by design. Spicy burnout. Spicy burnout is a form of neurodistinct burnout experienced by autistic, ADHD, and otherwise neurodivergent individuals that arises when essential internal needs go unmet for an extended period, particularly those related to emotional safety, self-trust, internal belonging, authenticity, structure, and joy. Rather than being caused solely by external stressors, Spicy burnout is the result of chronic disconnection from the self, a repeated suppression or abandonment of internal needs in order to survive in a neurodominant environment. These unmet needs often emerge from cumulative pressures such as constant masking and camouflaging, navigating environments without predictable structure, internalized pressure to reject authentic expression, emotional unsafety internally and in relationships, lack of play, joy, and internal permission to rest. Over time, this results in a chronic depletion of energy and the collapse of core capacities for self-regulation, communication, motivation, and well-being. Symptoms may include recurring shutdowns or meltdowns, emotional withdrawal and disconnection from self and others, heightened or dulled sensory processing, suicidal ideation or action, temporary and sometimes permanent loss of executive function, communication, and daily living skills. Spicy burnout is distinct from neurotypical burnout and depression. It is not caused by a single co-occurring condition, such as chronic fatigue syndrome, but rather by a complex and cumulative mismatch between internal needs and external environments, compounded by lack of recovery and meaningful restoration. In its most enduring form, chronic cycle burnout, this state becomes embedded with partial or incomplete recovery due to repeated re-traumatization and unaddressed root needs. So, if you're realizing you've probably been stuck in the restoration illusion trap, I'd bet you're wondering what level of burnout you're in right now. I'll share the Spicy Pepper Burnout Scale with you below, but to get a quick assessment to discover your Spicy Pepper, head over to the book resources page and take the short quiz to find out. Go to energize.whittingtonwellbeing.com. Spicy Pepper Scale of Burnout. A sensory-based 5-pepper scale for recognizing burnout intensity, especially helpful for neurodivergent bodies and brains. Poblano Pepper Level 1, The Subtle Simmer. At this level, the spice of stress is just starting to bubble beneath the surface. You might catch yourself saying, "Something feels off, but I can't quite name it." Sensory input becomes mildly irritating. Lights seem a little too bright, sounds slightly too sharp, or textures a bit more uncomfortable. Physically, you might notice tension in your shoulders or an ongoing dull headache. Emotionally, there's a vague edginess, like your internal balance is teetering. It's low-level unease, easy to dismiss, but important to notice. Jalapeno Pepper, Level 2, The Juggle is Real. Here, the heat starts picking up. You might find yourself thinking, "I'm juggling a million things and can't keep up." Sensory inputs start feeling sharp and invasive. Noises grate, textures irritate, smells overwhelm. Physically, tension headaches or GI issues appear more frequently. Emotionally, you may feel like you're constantly holding it together, barely. You're managing, but it's taking a toll. Cayenne Pepper Level 3, Constant Overdrive. Stress is no longer in the background. It's running the show. You might say, "I'm just trying to stay afloat, but I'm exhausted." Sensory overwhelm becomes a daily battle. Everything feels too much. Physically, muscles are tight, fatigue is relentless, and rest doesn't feel restorative. Emotionally, you're bracing for the next hit. Anxiety is constant. You're in survival mode, and your system is stuck on high alert. Habanero Pepper Level 4, Boiling Point. This is where burnout becomes all-consuming. You might whisper, "I can't do this anymore. Everything hurts." Sensory input is now painful or completely distorted, like sandpaper on your nervous system. Physically, exhaustion is deep and unshakable. Every small task feels monumental. Emotionally, breakdown feels imminent. Tears may come easily or not at all. Your nervous system is fried and nothing feels safe or doable. Ghost pepper level 5, full system shutdown. At this level, burnout is no longer just burnout. It's a collapse. You might think, I don't even recognize myself anymore. Sensory experiences may feel muted or erratically intense. Either way, they're not registering normally. Physically, chronic pain, sleep disruption, or serious health flare-ups dominate. Emotionally, you may feel numb, hopeless, or disconnected from reality. This is the edge of burnout, where even rest feels unreachable. It's not just exhaustion, it's a trauma response. The recovery journey, the unveiling method. In the unveiling method, we take our spicy pepper level and go deeper in the spicy pepper dashboard to determine your degree of heat. This is where we identify your specific experiences and symptoms of burnout from the 9 core impact areas I've identified in my research. The neurodominant culture only looks at 3 to 4 impact areas of burnout, and that falls tragically short of how we actually experience and suffer in burnout. So in the Spicy Pepper Dashboard, we get specific and identify your unique burnout experience by determining your degree of heat from mild, moderate, to high within your spicy pepper level. This way, you have the data and information you need to accurately track your recovery. The dashboard also gives you the step-by-step clear path for how you can get out of burnout faster based on your exact pepper level and degree of heat. We've covered how we lose ourselves, the masks we put on to feel safe, the spicy burnout we experience as a result, and that ugly restoration illusion trap that keeps you stuck in the suck. And we've looked at the roots of our well-being, the core areas that nourish us, create energy, joy, peace, freedom, love, laughter, authentic relationships, and guide us to live at our highest and best with purpose and intention. I can't wait to share more as we go along on these powerful routes to an optimum steady state with you. General burnout recovery path. Burnout recovery, no matter where or which spicy pepper level you are at, follows the same essential path. The depth, intensity, and timing of these steps adjust based on your level, but the steps themselves are universal. In the unveiling method, these steps are customized carefully to protect your energy and prevent deeper burnout. When attempting recovery on your own, without this structure, many find themselves doing too much too soon, or worse, focusing on the wrong things and staying stuck for years. Below is the clear, comprehensive journey your recovery will require. Step 1, actually evaluate and accurately evaluate your current burnout level. Identify which of the 20 burnout warning signs you are currently experiencing. Determine the degree to which these signs are impacting your daily life. Differentiate between internal burnout signs, thought patterns, sensory overwhelm, emotional depletion, and external signs, relationship conflicts, work struggles, physical illness. Step 2, identifying the root cause of burnout. Surface level fixes like sleep hygiene or exercise alone are not enough. You must uncover the subconscious core root, often hidden, such as emotional safety deficits, deep-seated sensory distress, or persistent masking fatigue. The most accurate way to do this is through a physical energy body evaluation that reveals where energy depletion is deepest. Step 3, rediscover your authentic self. Peel back layers of survival-based behaviors and uncover your true motivators, hidden fears that block sustainable well-being, specific obstacles and barriers you uniquely face. Build a clear vision of your authentic identity beyond survival adaptations. Step 4, understand your masking style. Identify your personal style or styles of masking. That's camouflaging, blending, people-pleasing, perfectionism. Learn how masking has supported your survival, but now drains your energy. Develop strategies to drop harmful masks while optimizing healthy masking as your strategic tool for recovery. Step 5, identify and activate your strengths. Assess your natural innate strengths. Create a plan to integrate your strengths into daily life to restore personal power and rebuild confidence lost during burnout. Step 6, unmask and align your values. Differentiate borrowed values, those adopted from family, culture, or peers, from your true internal values. Recognize 12 common mental blocks that keep you trapped in inauthentic values. Follow a step-by-step method to shift your thinking patterns and reveal the values that genuinely fuel your energy. Step 7, assess your sensory system. Conduct a full evaluation across at least 7 key sensory areas: sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, proprioception, interoception, and vestibular. Identify how chronic stress and burnout have disrupted your sensory processing. Establish a personal sensory restoration plan, including an understanding that sensory needs in burnout differ dramatically from those in thriving and optimum steady states. Step 8, identify and prioritize unmet human needs. Assess which of the 30 core human needs are currently unmet. Identify your number one unmet need, the one draining your energy the fastest. Shift away from surface level focus, just like improving sleep or diet, to deeper physiological and emotional needs that must be fulfilled first for true recovery. Step 9, create sustainable boundaries. Develop a framework for boundaries that support your highest unmet need, protect your sensory system, align with your authentic self and true values. Learn how to establish, maintain, and refine boundaries without guilt, shame, or energy depletion. Step 10, align and integrate your personal foundations. Synthesize all your discoveries, burnout level and warning signs, authentic self and masking patterns, strengths and unmasked values, sensory needs, and 30 human needs boundaries. Create a cohesive personal operating system built on sustainability and thriving, not just survival. Finally, step 11, craft your personal power statement. Articulate your purpose, mission, and life by design. This statement becomes your compass, helping you make decisions, allocate energy, and design a future that supports your full well-being. Where are we going from here? Unmasking and burnout recovery lead you to well-being and the optimum steady state. I think we all need to have an idea of where this journey in the unveiling method leads, because for most of us, we haven't been out of burnout in decades. So it can be difficult to articulate and describe what living in a state of well-being actually is. An optimum steady state is a sustainable way of operating where all systems, mental, physical, emotional, and sensory, are running efficiently and performing at their best. Unlike balance, it doesn't mean everything is perfectly aligned at all times. Instead, it's about reaching a state of harmony and adaptability, even in times of high stress, allowing you to remain flexible and aligned without burning out. Now that you have an idea of where all this leads, and even more exciting is that in chapter 9, you will have all the tools to craft and create your unique optimum steady state in your Thrive destination statement. Gather your data before you move on. Before we dive into Michelle's story, let's talk about your own. To begin recovering from burnout without falling into the restoration illusion trap, you'll want to gather a few key pieces of personal insight first. Start by taking the Spicy Pepper Burnout Quiz to get a sense of where your energy levels are today. Then explore our Masking Style Quiz to uncover where energy might be leaking out due to hidden patterns you've been carrying for years. Next, download your Roadmap to Energy Mastery from the book's resource page that can be found at energize.whittingtonwellbeing.com. Log your current spicy pepper level, masking style, and your start date on your roadmap. As you read through each chapter, you'll continue adding insights to your map, discoveries, and key data that are unique to your burnout and your recovery path. By the time you reach the final chapter, your roadmap will be filled with tools, language, and clarity about who you are beneath the masks and burnout. Your needs, your energy patterns, your boundaries, and most importantly, your comfort zone. That might feel like a stretch from where you are today. I get it. But I don't make these promises lightly. I've been guiding autistic ADHD and ADHD adults through this work for over 5 years with the Unveiling Method, and I've yet to meet two people with the exact same story, so I don't offer cookie-cutter solutions. Instead, I come with a full toolkit of flexible approaches and creative options to support your specific path. You don't have to guess your way out of burnout. You just need a structure that meets you where you are and helps you move forward step by step. And that's what you'll find here. Client success story, from burnout to thriving. Michelle D. From level 4 habanero to level 1 poblano in 7 months. Happy with my decision doesn't even begin to describe my experience. Michelle D., Unveiler graduate. Where she started. Michelle came into the Unveiling Method at a habanero pepper level 4 in a high degree of burnout. Despite working through therapy and research, she felt stuck, exhausted, overwhelmed, and unsure how to meet her own needs as a late identified autistic woman with ADHD. Michelle shares, "I was severely burned out and stuck. I realized I needed some targeted help with my neurodivergence." The turning point. After reading Unleashing Sustainable Energy and listening to the 9-day energy up-level experience, Michelle saw this wasn't just another self-help quick fix. It was the start of something deeper. Michelle said, "The podcast resonated. I knew this wasn't a checklist. This was going to be an adventurous journey. Inside the program, a new way of living." Michelle joined the Foundation Builder 8-week cohort in May 2024, and by July had moved to a level 2 jalapeno. In December 2024, after joining the Accelerate Unveiler program, she reached a level 1 poblano and reports a full transformation in her day-to-day life. This is what Michelle said. "I went from struggling with basic things like leaving the house, driving, or being in public, to actually looking forward to experiencing the world. Now I do increasingly complex tasks with ease. My resilience has skyrocketed." Why the Unveiling Method works. Michelle credits the program's deep research, holistic design, and safe learning environment as the keys to her success. This is what Michelle shared. "For the first time, I felt safe to learn and share about myself. This program helped me reconnect with long-buried parts of myself. It put me in the driver's seat of my own recovery." What makes it different? Unlike unlike typical coaching or recovery programs, the unveiling method doesn't force you into a one-size-fits-all model. Michelle shares, "It showed me how to identify my own unique needs and gave me the safety to be my own unique self." Would she recommend it? Absolutely. Michelle says it's not just for autistic or ADHD women. She even added, "I would recommend this to anyone, neurodivergent or not. This is the life guide everyone should get. It expands human potential." Michelle's story is a powerful reminder that full recovery from burnout isn't just possible, it's happening. With the right framework, support, and self-awareness, she shifted from exhaustion and overwhelm to confidence and clarity. And the same is possible for you. Without clear structure and professional guidance, most autistic individuals in burnout unknowingly stay stuck, spinning in surface symptoms and missing the deeper layers that hold the true keys to healing. That's why this book isn't just about ideas. It's a step-by-step map. Burnout recovery isn't about doing more. It's about doing the right things in the right order, in a way that honors your energy, your neurotype, and your lived experience. In Chapter 8, you'll get access to the Unveiling Method Recovery Guide, tailored to each specific PEPR level. So you'll know exactly what to focus on depending on where you are. But before we get there, the next chapter will walk you through the first essential step in your recovery, discovering your unique comfort zone. You've survived long enough. Now it's time to live unmasked. Key takeaway: burnout isn't who you are. It's a result of unmet needs, chronic masking, and disconnection from your authentic self. Recovery starts by recognizing the truth. You've always been worthy of rest, safety, joy, and belonging. This book is your step-by-step path home.